Hey, welcome back to the Daily BM. On this episode, Mike bitches me about all things and everything and why I'm such a grumpy asshole. And we go on for a really long time, but it's a great episode. I think you'll enjoy it. There's a lot of fun stuff, some heartfelt moments, you know, some tears are shed, some laughing is happening, and I think you'll like it. So remember, like and subscribe, give us that 5-star review on Apple and Spotify. And here we go. Hey, good morning, fuckers. We're back. Lucky you, bitches. It's me and Mike. What's going on, Maggie?
Oh, I guess I am. Nah. Hey, what's up? How's your
body? Yeah, he's back. He's an asshole. Okay.
I get that a lot lately. I get that I've changed and I've become an asshole. So that's cool.
No, you just forget where loyalty lies.
Do tell. What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Loyalty. You just got to remember who's loyal to you and who's not loyal to you, and who's just acquaintances and not truly friends.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. See, case in point. Asshole. So why? Who else is saying you're an asshole?
Everybody.
Okay, so who's everybody? Let's start singling things out.
You and my wife.
So that's everybody. Two people call you an asshole.
Yes.
We call each other assholes on the daily. What are you talking about?
No, but you're sincere about it. You're both sincere about it. It's not a joking matter. You're both like,
you've changed. You've become an asshole all the time. You're always grumpy now.
I didn't say you were grumpy. I just said you were an asshole.
That's what the wife says. The wife says, yeah. You're always grumpy now. You're a douche.
You're a douche. Yep. Does she really say it like that too?
You're a douche.
Sometimes.
I could see that. Mm-hmm. I got a couple of things. All right. So yeah. my only thing is that I brought it up before and I'll bring it up again. You got to remember who the people are that care about you and actually give a shit about you, and the ones that actually are just other people. I'm not gonna single out names, and I'm not gonna call out
nobody
certain
cares
things
about me.
Okay, you're a fucking idiot then.
I'm only as good as what I'm worth.
Oh, now you're really fucking stupid. You're gonna piss me off because you're being fucking stupid. Because you're fucking stupid. You know you're stupid. You're just stupid.
No,
not only are you an asshole, you're a stupid asshole. How's that?
I'll take that.
So what does your woman think that how you've changed? I'm curious.
I'm different. She just says I'm different.
Okay, so how? What do you mean different?
She
had to give you. She had to break it down for you, man.
No, she couldn't tell me. That's what's pissing me off. Everybody just tells me I'm different, but nobody's telling me why.
Okay,
you know, like they're just saying you're not as happy as you used to be, and you're just grumpy all the time. That's usually what that's what I hear a lot. You're not happy and you're grumpy.
So, what do you think you are?
An asshole.
Same person? An asshole. There you go. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. He just freaking openly admitted it. No. Seriously. Well, I mean, what do you think you are? Like, what do you think? Do you think that you've changed?
I feel like I've changed. Yeah. All right.
Here we go. Let's elaborate.
You want to be for real? For real?
Yeah, let's be for reals.
I feel like I've changed. Yes. I feel like the world has finally cracked me and beat me down.
Rocky would be severely disappointed with you.
Oh, I'm getting back up. I'm just saying that it has changed me as a human being.
Okay, elaborate. What has the world done to make you change as a human being?
It's always seems to be, what have you done for me lately?
Okay.
As opposed to any other reason. It's the constant, you know, like bringing me the problems. Does that make sense? Like, very rarely is it like, hey, let's talk about the good in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's always about like what's going wrong with the world and like what's wrong. Like, for instance, the other day, you know, I'm in a happy-go-lucky mood and I'm just bebopping around the house. And my wife's like, hey, listen to this story. And she proceeds to tell me about how like a child died on a boat from heat exhaustion, like an infant, a newborn, 4 month old, because it was in a, what's the thing called? Life preserver on the boat in the shade, but it was like 117 degrees outside. And the parents were swimming with the other child on the outside of the boat. And the baby just like overheated and was non-responsive when they got back in. So it's like shit like that. It's like, oh, hey, like, look at this, you know, like, go look at this tragedy. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like everything is tragic. And I'm trying to avoid it, but it's almost impossible.
And okay, every I can respect that. Yeah.
And every day it's like I get, you know, I'm the man of the house, so I'm supposed to take care of shit.
Okay.
I get that. But it's like every day it's a different problem that I now have to deal with. You know, it's like, dad, there's ants coming in my room from outside because it's raining heavily. So what happens
that's what ants do. Correct.
When, you know, if you have an exterior door and it's flooding outside, they're going to go to the high ground, which means they're going to come up underneath the door and swarm in. And it's like, you know, shit like that. And it's like, maybe I'm just like oversensitive, but it's just constantly like, you know, like Tracy's car, like her AC was not working.
Okay.
And she's like, you should have known this because, like, you know, like you're the guy. And I'm like, I'm never in your car. So how am I supposed to know it?
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
And then her tire was going flat. And then she didn't tell me that it was flat. Like, so she was like, you know, my tire's flat. You didn't even air it up. And I'm like, how am I supposed to know? It's not like I wake up every morning and I go outside and like check all the tire pressure in the cars. Like for fun.
Let me ask you something. Do you have run flats on that as well?
No.
I was going to say, because run flats don't look flat.
There's a spare. These don't look flat either because they're low profile. So
that's what I'm saying. So you can't tell. Like all of our tires, like my tires sometimes look like they're flat.
I don't go out there and stare at the tires of the car. Like it'll alert you when the pressure's low when you get in it. Like, but it's just the culmination of like one bad thing after another. And it sucks because then I feel guilty because I should be grateful for all the good things in my life.
Right.
But I'm like, God dang, this sucks. You know, like we went through a lot the last 3 years with just the animals. It seems like every time I turn around, somebody was sick and I had to go to the vet, you know, and it's like, when's like enough? You know, it's like you're constantly being the rock. It's like you start to get a hard exterior. And the only way to protect yourself is to like stop caring. Because if you care, then you get hurt constantly. So you become more rigid. Like you're more like, yeah, that sucks, but let's just, you know, fix it and get through it and do whatever it is. And I just feel like it's like body blow after body blow after body blow. And finally, eventually, you're just like immune to it. You know, I'm almost like the dog in the shock therapy treatments where they tied me down and they shocked me. And then they kept shocking me and shocking me and shocking me until I laid down submissively. And then they took the chains off and now they keep shocking me. And I just don't know. I'm too dumb now to get up and move because I've been shocked into submission, you know?
Right. Yeah. Like,
now that's just my reality. So it's kind of like that. And I don't know. I've been trying really desperately hard to try to get out of that mindset, but it's like every other day, something new comes along, you know, like in our business, you know, we had a sales rep that was doing well. And then all of a sudden, you know, he did something stupid and financially stupid, didn't think he did anything wrong and, you know, decided to fight it. And he ended up in federal prison,
yeah,
which hurt our business.
Absolutely.
And I really thought I was going to be able to save a bunch of his clients, but those guys won't even talk to me because two and two, I think they're just scared because he went up against the federal government. And when you go up against the federal government, that scares people.
Yep.
They have unlimited resources. So that kind of sucked. And it's just the never ending sea of craziness that comes along. You know, it's like with Trump getting shot, near assassination attempt, whatever they want to call it. I got everybody blowing up my thing now about get ready. Civil War's coming. You know, be prepared. You know, crazy shit's going to happen. And it's just stressful because it's like, when did it become okay in society to like try to assassinate somebody, you know? And I see people out there going, man, I wish you'd have been a better shot. You know, there was one lady that was a deli lady up in New York or something, I think. I didn't get the full article, but basically she posted on there. She's like, you know, they may not have got the man, but at least they killed a supporter, you know, and that's good enough for me. Like, you know,
happened in Florida
too.
It happened in Florida too. There's a banana farm. I think it's in Florida. I think it was in Florida. It was a banana farm. And the guy, it went viral on TikTok, believe it or not. And then the sign, it said just a little to the right, and it would have made America great again or something like that. Something stupid. And they went to the freaking things with him, and then they took that thing down instantaneously. But the reality is when it comes, listen, I said this on Monday's show. Okay. I talked about it when you were gone, right? Because you were AWOL. You had some things you had to do. So I took the show on myself and I talked about it a little bit. But the reality is, and I'll rehash, we live in a republic. Okay. And we live to be able to compromise. That's what made America so great, is compromise. Whether you were a Democrat or a Republican, but what people don't realize is that we're Americans, man. At the end of the day, we are fucking Americans. We're not Democrats. We're not Republicans. We're Americans. We might have parties, you know, that have different ideals, but that's why you keep together and you talk out those ideals and you come to, you know, an agreement for what's better for all Americans. And that's the problem. Each side, you know, don't get me started on the whole two-party system, but each side wants to dictate 100% their things without the views of the others. And then nobody will I always say the magic word is compromise. So I get where you're coming from. It's like you're just getting bombarded over and over and over again with so much negativity and so much, hey, what have you done for me lately? And then now you're talking about this civil war. You know, I do think, I honestly do believe that we probably would have been okay. Let's say Trump got assassinated. I think it would have stirred the pot. I don't know if we would have rioted, you know, and went to the streets, created a civil war, all the states decided they want secession. I don't know. I don't know if we would have got that far, you know?
I don't think so. I mean, I'd hope not. I mean, I know there might be a select group of people that may have stirred the pot a lot, but I have faith that most people are civil. And, you know, the thing that bothers me the most is that a lot of this stuff is on social media. Like, you know, that's why I'm off social media. Like, I don't really do social media at all.
And I still send you fucking messages thinking you're still there. And I'm like, oh, why did I just send that to him? He's not on anymore.
I only use it for work. Because I believe that over 80% of the things on there are bots. I don't think they're real people. Like, I think they instigate. I think it's foreign powers at play. And niche groups that are just trying to cause civil discourse, you know, because they get people riled up. I mean, you start looking in the comment section and you see the people that make the comments, and they have like zero followers and they have like 15 posts and it's like a fake account. Like, it's not real. A lot of them, I mean, I'm not saying all of them, I'm saying there's a lot of instigation going on, you know, and a lot of that kind of shit. So, but that is making it more challenging. And then, like, you know, it's the business climate is rough. And then you see the dichotomy between what you see every day and then what you do when I am online, like what I see online. Like, you got these YouTubers that are making this shit content that are making buku bucks because kids are watching them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it's really like bad content.
Yeah.
It's garbage content. Like, it's basically rotting your brain because there's not any quality to it. And kids are watching hours and hours and hours of this stuff because the parents don't have the capacity to raise their kids anymore.
No.
Like,
they're
burned out from work, they're burned out from life, and they just want their kid to sit in front of the iPad while they're trying to have a few moments to themselves. Like, I just see it all over the place. And, you know, and it's just like, it's terrible because I feel like it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody, you know, nobody wants to put in the hard work to get the reward. They want everything quick and easy.
And easy. Yep. 100%.
And it sucks because I'm not wired that way. You know, like I want to put in good work. I want to show up and do a good job. And it's hard when like you can't find that quality and the new generation and the new people coming in because they're, you know, they think that all businesses are out to screw them.
That's because that's been instilled in their mind. They've been told.
That's what they've been instilled to believe, you know, and not, you know, like these, it's like the Umbrella Corporation, you know, in Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Umbrella Corporation in itself is not evil. It's the people that are running the Umbrella Corporation that are evil. And the way you change that is you change the people, you know, right. Like,
mm-hmm.
You change the culture like from internal, like you make the company the way you want it to be. The company itself is not alive. It doesn't have, you know, a breath or say so. It's the chairman of the board and the, you know, board directors, board seats and the CEO and those people that make the changes. But those are all replaceable at some point.
Correct.
You know, and I don't know, man. It feels like everybody's just given up. So that's kind of made it more challenging for me to be in a happy, lucky go state.
No, I mean, dude, I totally get that 100%, man. I mean, I couldn't have said it any better. Honestly, I really couldn't have because I was going to chime in. I was like, no, I'm going to let him keep going because he's on a roll and he's saying exactly how I feel.
And then the other struggle that I have, too, is, you know, on the personal side, it's like it's the process of aging. It's, you know, like it's almost like I'm just around to be a memory for my children. Like
that is true. You know that, right?
Yeah. They're the ones that are now getting where they're figuring out their way in life and figuring out. And I'm where I'm figuring out the end stage of my life.
Correct.
Like, what do I want to do for the next 30 years?
You know, if you're like, lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you're lucky, I should be
lucky. Because,
but you know what? I've known too many people that have been in shape. That eat well, and then they literally, I had two people I know just pass away this last week.
Yeah.
And I went to school with them. They were my age. And it's an eye-opener, man, because I'm older than you by a little bit, you know? So, I mean, I feel you on that. I truly do. It's my mortality. I'm coming to the end stage of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, it's a fucked up way to think it, but it truly is. Once you get over 50 or close to it and over, you start thinking of those things. Every day is precious. Every hour is precious. But you're right. You know, it's draining because, you know, you're living just, you have to live in the moment now. I mean, cause like every breath that you take is a gift. There's somebody out there taking their last breath, like right now, as we talk. So that wishes they had another day. You know, that's why I try to take in a little bit more of my surroundings, whether it's a sunset, you know, a sunrise when I'm walking early in the mornings. You know, I watch the sunrise come up every day so far, you know, that I've been doing it, getting up early and going around. I'm starting to appreciate more of those things in my life. I mean, I understand that currency drives us because how else can we get things and pay things? But it's not as important as it used to be. You know what I mean? Like material things. Like,
no,
you know,
see,
what I'm saying?
I see, here's the thing though. I think it was less important in the past. I think people valued their time more with their families and going out and doing things and being present in the moment. You know,
how do you fix that?
I have no, I can't, it's, it, I can't, I, it's, I can't fix it on a scale other than for myself. But the problem I have is on the finance side is like, you get to a certain point of comfort of living, and then you get to a certain point of having like responsibilities, and it's hard to just one day go, I don't want that anymore.
Right.
Responsibly, of course. You could always just be like, you know, I'm going to get some milk and just never come back. But you know,
can imagine though. Hey, I'll be right back. And you just keep going.
Yeah. I mean, like,
you picked up the milk. You're just driving down the road, throw the cart out the window.
Deuces, I'm out.
Deuces, as Eric would say, deuces, bitch. You know? Yeah.
But like, Yeah, so it's like, you know, you've got stuff that, you know, you have to, like, do. And it's like, I mean, it sucks because, like, you know, there's a pride thing that comes into it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's funny because once you, like, you know, once you start driving a nice car, it's really difficult to go back to.
Oh, yeah. You taught me that a long time ago.
A lower quality car.
This is true.
Like, and it's like, it almost, you almost feel like shit for doing it, you know, like, that's just me. Like, I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, people write in, like, it's great. I'd love to hear your opinion. I probably won't read it, but whatever.
Right.
Do it anyways. you know, it's like, you feel more shitty because you feel like more of a failure then. In my opinion, like, you know, like if you're like, if you're used to driving a Mercedes and then you pull up like in a, you know, like a Mitsubishi, it's like, fuck, man, he really slid downhill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, he's trying to be financially, you know, sound, but you know, and then you're supposed to be like, other people's opinions don't matter. But the thing is, we're all social creatures. So when you say that other people's opinions don't matter, it's kind of a lie because they do matter. Even to me, like, and I've got a very small, like, you know, circle of friends and circle of influence and people I care about, like, it still matters to me, like, what people think, you know?
I don't know. I saw an interesting post the other day. It was a graphic and it showed like your early stages, all the people in the circle, your inner circle. And as you age, how it gets down to like three or four, you know what I mean? I can tell you, I can honestly tell you, I really don't care what people think about me anymore. I mean, I really don't. No, I really don't. Nope, I do not. And what I mean by that is what I drive or how big my house is. My house was bigger than what I have now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I downsized. I mean, I really did, if you think about it, when I moved in.
No, it was a huge downsize
for me, but it didn't affect me. I was like, you know what? I don't care. I got a roof over my head. You know, I got a nice cat.
Yeah,
I sound like a cat. I feel like the cat man.
No, it did affect you.
It affected me because it affected me for two reasons. One, because I should have kept the house and fucking rented it out and made some money off of it. Duh. Yes. And then two, this house is just a little small for some of the stuff that I have. You know what I mean? Like my drum set, things like that.
Because you're constantly saying, man, I wish I had my old house because of the field in the back. I had more space. I got more room. I could have my drum set. Like, I had a lot more space to like do stuff in the house. So,
but is that because, again, I have a lot of things that I just really don't need, or is it, you know what I mean? Or is it truly a space thing? Now, don't get me wrong. Our house is tiny, but it's perfect for two people, just not for a family, you know, but there are people living in China. Sorry, I didn't mean to yawn, but there are people in China. There's people in other countries that are living in with even half of this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's the hardest part to remember is that there are people that don't even have a house to live, you know, or a roof over their head. And I think that's the hardest thing, like you said.
Yeah.
You know? So I definitely think that makes it tough. Mm-hmm. So, and that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, you know, now that I have, like, this home gym and it's set up, it would really suck having to go back and go work out in a commercial gym again.
Mm-hmm.
Could I do it? Yeah, but there would always be that in the back of my head going, man, I sure do miss having the gym at my house. And the reason I know that is because when I went on a vacation for a week, like just that week, like every day I was like, this fucking sucks. Like this just sucks, like having to wait for equipment and having to wait for people to move out of the way and dealing with other people's sweat stains, you know, and sweat. It's just kind of like, this blows.
Right.
I
mean, I get it. You have a really nice house, Jim. I mean, I get that.
And then, you know, like, having people, like, above me and hearing them footsteps and stuff like that was like, oh, dude, this is not that great. Like, I kind of like being, you know, 400 feet from my nearest neighbor. Like, it makes a difference. And it's kind of like, all right, I really don't want to move, you know?
No, I hear you.
And the other times I really do.
Well, I mean, I think there's times where you go back and forth. I mean, that's just part of life in general. But, you know, I just, I guess what's the word I'm looking for here? I just realized as I'm getting older, if I do seek approval of friends, it's only the ones that are close to me. As fucked up as that sounds. I'm talking outside my circle. I don't need their approval. I don't care if they like me anymore or not. I see the old me asked me the same question 6 years ago. You know what I mean? 6 years ago, honestly, just 6 years ago. And I would have been like, I would have been lying through my teeth.
Well, I wanted
everyone's approval.
I wasn't talking about like mass people in general. I was just talking about the people around you in your media circle. But you know, like, you know the difference. Like, when you pull, like, if you showed up at your parents' house and you pulled up in like a jalopy, you know they'd say something. And they'd be like, oh my God, what's going on? What's wrong with you? You know, blah, blah, blah. You're not doing well. Like, what's going on financially? And you'd be like, no, everything's fine. Like, I'm just trying to downsize. Like, I traded out and got this because I could pay up for cash. I didn't want to have a car payment. Didn't want to have high insurance, blah, 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 blah. You know, whatever the excuse could be, you know that they would be like, is he okay? You know?
but you know what, though? Honestly, you know, that's on them. I mean, that's truly on them. It's not on me as the individual. That's up to them. People are going to judge you regardless. Even if I said, hey, I don't have any money, you know, I'm really broke right now, blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, or if I sugarcoated and said, nope, I wanted to downsize, you know, or maybe I did want to downsize. You know what I mean? They're still going to say, when I turn my back, they're going to turn around and go, yeah, man, he ain't downsizing. He's broke. Because that's how people are in today's world.
I know.
And they're going to say it regardless. So I'd rather just be like, you know what? Yeah, I am fucking struggling at the moment. What's your point? I'm going to be like, so yeah, I had to downsize that car. Yep. I said, I don't own a set business that people that can't live without. You know what I mean? That literally can't live without, like an AC company. If you live in Florida, you know damn well that's not going out of business because it's 120 degrees outside. Yeah. So you're going to need somebody to fix that AC. Well, I had that conversation with one of my friends who owns an AC company.
They can still go out of business if they give shitty service.
If you have shitty service, if you do a bad job, but I understand that. Right. But I'm saying as far as the service itself,
yeah,
you ain't going anywhere if you can provide good customer service and a good quality product, period.
Yeah. Well, our service isn't going anywhere. People need marketing all the time.
No, I know. But I'm just using that as an example. You live in Florida, that ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
But
you know what I mean? You know, even if the economy is rough, you'll find a way because you can't live without AC is what I'm saying. You can't do it. Not here. It's miserable. Your life is miserable. You won't be able to focus. You know, that's what I was trying to say.
But there's people that live in hotter climates without AC and have no problems at all. And they're happy-go-lucky. Right.
But that's what they're used to.
Yeah.
Aha. So that's the magic word.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where the issue comes in. Like, it's what you're used to. You know, it's like once you have heated seats in the car, it's impossible to get rid of them. You know what I mean? Because you're like, you're used to it. You're like, I gotta have it. It's a must now. It's like a non-negotiable. When I go buy a car, you know, I gotta get it. You know, like,
I ain't gonna lie. So, I'd rather save a little bit more and then fucking get myself air conditioned and heated seats. Because once you turned me onto that, I was like, oh fuck.
I mean, you know, like every time we get a rental car, it's like if we go cheap, it's like we bitch. We're like not happy. It's like this fucking sucks. And then,
in case in point, when we went to Utah, we were trying to go up that mountainside in that Nissan. We were like,
one last little thing, and then we'll wrap it up. But like and then it's crazy because like I feel like that impacts your productivity and your general overall happiness. You know, because then you start to feel shittier about yourself. And then if you're feeling shitty about yourself, you're not on point. And then people pick up on that when you're feeling shitty about yourself. You're not going to be, you know, it's like when you go to do a presentation and you come in and you don't look, you're not dressed for the part, you don't look good and you don't feel good about the way you're dressed. You're not going to perform well. You're just not. Right. I mean, it's proven, statistically proven that you're going to do worse because you don't feel 100% about your appearance or what you're looking like and stuff like that. So,
right.
You know, there's always been that thing. It's like, you know, it's funny because Ron told me one time, he's like, you know, after a long, hard day of work, there's nothing better than pulling up to a really nice house that you love because it makes it all worth it. It's like all the fighting and everything you're doing during the day is worth it. But if you pull up to a shithole and you hate it, it's the total opposite experience. It's like, oh my God, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Like, this sucks. Yeah, like this, true. Like this is just not working for it. You know, that's why, like, when I go on vacations, I really like to live it up and go bougie, because it makes me come back grateful for being able to do it.
Right.
As opposed to like going on, like, you know, as cheap as possible.
Shoestring budget.
You know what I mean? Like staying in the Motel Sixes and eating at, you know, out of candy bar machines. You know, like,
hey, what's wrong, like, with the Motel Six? They leave the light on for you.
Yeah, they leave the light on because that's the only way the criminals won't come in and rob you. No shit, that's
right. Nobody fucking breaks into your car.
We have, Motel Six. I one time was stopped there, and there was like the door was kicked in. There was blood all over the room, and I was like, "And this is the room they gave me." And I was like, "I can't stay in here."
Hey, I'll be honest with you. We'll leave on this note. But when I stayed at that hotel here in Lakeland, that fucking Swan over here, dude, I felt the same fucking way. I was waiting for somebody to come break in my door and fucking rape me. Which might not have been a bad thing that night. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, guys, don't forget, head over to thedailyvm.com where you can follow us on our socials, MasonDangerBeardCO.com. You get 20% off. Actually, right now he has a special going on this week only, 50% off on all products, Mike. I might want to go over there and buy some shit. Yep, just let you know.
I just bought a bunch of shit, too.
I know. Now you totally didn't freak. Yeah, thanks, Shane. Dick. But anyway.
That's all right, though.
I'm just kidding. I'll just
It's so good. I definitely would pay full price.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I've done it. Even when he didn't have 20% off. But that all being said, Mikey, got anything before we get out of here?
Just a big ass yawn right before we go. We're running out of oxygen over here.
All right, guys. Listen, we'll see you guys tomorrow, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
I'm doing
deuces.